Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. I know you all, I made it back, right? I didn't take 3 weeks and a month to get back, but here I am. And for those of you who are first just tuning in, welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life, you all. And it doesn't mean that we don't have trials and tribulations and circumstances. It just means that we are endeavoring. We're making a choice to live our fullest life. And so our scripture base for the Fullest Life Podcast is Psalms 16 and 11. And in that scripture, it says that the Lord will show you the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So I love that scripture, you all, because it means, one, I'm not in control. He's going to show me the path of life. Two, as long as I stay in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. And that means that things are going to work out. Even in the midst of the crazy, y'all, it all is going to work out. So I wanted to come in today and just have an opportunity to share with you all. I am out and about, just got through eating some lunch, well, some late dinner, some linner. And so I sat down inside this wonderful little place, and I decided, well, you know what? I'll just shoot my podcast here while it's on my heart, because if I get in the car, if I drive home, or if I drive somewhere else, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'll get tired, I'll get worn out, and it'll never happen. And so today is a really relaxed day for me. I'm telling you, you might probably can tell, because I really don't have like my whole makeup and face and all of that stuff on. I don't even know if I got gloss on anymore, y'all. It's just that kind of day, but it's a wonderful day. And so I wanted to talk to us about newness, you know? And when I say newness, I mean being new in our thinking. I have had the opportunity over the last few weeks to meet some really great people, you all. Some awesome people. But then I've also met some people who were not my cup of tea, y'all. And even though they weren't my cup of tea, I've pressed past to try to find, you know, the good in somebody. Because I think that's really something that we should do. Sometimes you meet people, and the first time you meet them, they're having a really rough day. They're having a hard time. Things aren't going as they should. You know, you never know what somebody is going through. And so they might come off a little crazy, right? They might pop off at you or say the wrong thing. But keep trying. Don't write them off at first glance. I know it's hard for us as people. We write people off so quickly, y'all. It's a shame. I'm telling you, we'll meet somebody and I'm like, oh no, I didn't like that. I don't like her. Oh no, I don't think she's mine. But we have to keep on trying. Keep on trying. But some of the people that I've met in this past week really made me take a pause at how we judge people and how we think we know who someone is just based on superficial things or what we think we know about them, right? So, just 5 minutes ago, okay? I'm walking through the store. And when I enter the store, this woman approaches me and she was like, we asked that everyone please still wear a mask in our store. I had no problem with it. I could tell that she was well in age. And then the lady who was sitting with her then told me she was the owner of the store and how she had owned this store for over 40 years. I promise you all, if she was, I'm telling you, she's 88 if she's not 100. She was very old in age. And so when she asked me to put on the mask, I didn't fret. I lose nothing by putting on a mask to help someone else. It didn't cost me anything, you know? And so I put on the mask. Well, the first woman who greeted me, it's like she sat down, but I could feel her eyes watching me everywhere I went in the store. She's just watching me. Now, I'm thinking to myself, if she only knew who she was watching. I have never stolen not one thing in my entire life. Don't plan on stealing nothing. I promise you, I don't even know anything that valuable that I would want in order to take it, period. If I can't buy it, it ain't for me to have, unless somebody gifted it to me. But I don't steal. Really, thieves bother me, by the way. I don't get that. I don't get people who think that you're supposed to have the right to just take something from somebody else. But anyway, so she was just watching me, like watch me. And then the owner, she was just started talking, you know. She was an older lady, and because she was, she just drifting out in and out of different conversations. And she was telling me about some Zora Neale Hurston, a PBS series on Zora Neale Hurston. And she asked me, had I seen it? And I was like, no. But I began to tell her how PBS is one of my favorite channels on TV. It is my favorite channel on TV. I know y'all like PBS, yes, Public Broadcasting System. Love PBS. I learned so much on PBS. But anyway, we began to talk, me and the older lady, right? And we're going into this deep conversation. She's from Boston. I've been to Boston, just came back from Boston. You know, we're having conversation about history and different things of the sort. And the other lady is now dumbfounded. Her eyes are sitting. She's looking like, what? Like, you know this stuff, you know? And my thing is, don't judge. I came in the store and immediately her eyes were, okay, you must be here. You're probably going to steal something. No. After the conversation with me and the older lady, we went deep into a lot of different things, you know? And it was really one. And the older lady said to me, she said, this has been such an amazing experience. She said, I thank you for coming in. I really enjoy talking to you. And I said, well, you know what? I'll be back. And the other lady was like, yeah, come back. Yeah, now you want me to come back. 10 minutes ago, you were like, come in the door, get out the door, because you didn't know. But we are so quick to assume that we know who someone is. We are so quick to look at somebody and say, oh, I can tell you what they know. I can tell you about them just based on a look. You cannot. I'm telling you now, you cannot. And so the best thing we can do for ourselves and others is to stop, y'all. Just take a moment and get to know someone before you determine who they are or what they are. And more than likely, your determination of someone else is based on your small thinking, about that big. This is how our thinking is. It's about that big. And it's only that big because we only know what we know until we know something else. And so if you are judging people only on what you know, that's not a lot in the scheme of big picture things. And so I know y'all hear some people talking. Remember, I said I'm in public, so I can't just shut folks off because I'm talking. But in the big scheme of things and life and all there is to offer, what I know is probably about that much. What somebody else know might be that much. Somebody else, it might be a little wider, but either way, it is not all that is to be known. And so if we could just 1 minute take those little judgment hats off our heads, put them on the table, and give people a chance, you might make a great relationship. You might make a great friendship. I made a friendship the other day on the airplane. You know how I am, y'all. I always make friends on the airplane, right? And lady sits down beside me. We just greet each other like we always greet the people who sit beside me, unless they really will not look at me. But I try my best to greet whoever's sitting beside me. And she and I sat down. We talked the entire flight. Now, my goal was to get on that plane and take a nap. But no, we talked the entire flight. And it was so great. We just had a wonderful conversation about life and, you know, about the Lord. We had got a conversation. It turns out she's a believer. I'm a believer. And at the end of the thing, we get off the airplane and we're hugging each other out like we've known each other all our lives. We did not, but we were open to know each other. And when she said, and when we were leaving each other, she said, so, you know, I'm going to keep in touch. I was like, please do, because that's why we exchange information. And she hugged me and she said, bye, sister. And I'll see you again. Now, we might not see each other again on earth, but we, as believers, we know that when we leave this earth, we're going into the presence of the Lord, and she and I will meet again, you know? But give people a shot. Now, I'm going to tell y'all one bad one, right? A good one. Kind of good bad. Having a conversation with a young lady, and she says that, you know, she made a very general statement about young black men. Now, she might have not known who she was talking to because she didn't realize that I have a son who is a young black man. But she began to spew off her thoughts about young black men and the police. And when she began to talk, I listened, you know. That's how I listened, y'all. I put my little smile on. I let her get through her conversation. And then I had to ask her some questions. Okay, now that opinion that you just said, what is that based on? Where did you find that? I mean, how did you come up with that? She's like, well, you know, it's just what I think. It's just what you think. Because unless you have some personal knowledge of something, you might want to rethink your thinking. And she made a comment, you all, that almost took me out. I almost lost my cool. Almost. And she said, like, so when you see, you know, black people driving around in Mercedes, 60% of them probably sell drugs. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I had to clasp my pearls, I had to clasp my neck, and I had to close my hand and shut my mouth. I had to, in myself, say, Jesus, please help me. Because I wanted to be a light to her. But when she went there, it almost took me out. And I said, 60%. And she said, yes. I said, do you not know any black people that own a Mercedes that are not drug dealers? And she was like, well, yeah, I do. And I know this person. I said, so if they were talking to someone else and someone else spewed that out, would someone put them in that 60% or would they put them in the 40? And she was like, well, I don't know. I said, well, you know what? You might want to stop using that statistic. Truly, that's not a statistic. That's something you've made up in your mind. But I know lots of black people who own Mercedes, and not one of them is a drug dealer. Rethink your thinking. Now, I know what y'all saying. I know exactly what you're saying. You're like, what? Vita, are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding, y'all. But here's the kicker, ladies. Here's the kickers. She was black. She was black. She grew up in a small town in the middle of nowhere. She didn't know a whole lot of black people. I think she said her town probably had like 1 or 2% of the people in the whole town were black. And so she knew five of them that had a Mercedes and they all were drug dealers. And she based everything she knew about black people on that thought, on that one experience in her life, on that experience of growing up in Podunk with the 20 black people in her town and five of them, she said, were drug dealers. You all, please get out your own head and out of your own way. Stop making up thoughts and the statistics and things about people that you don't know. There is no statistic. There is no census about across the board about any race of people. Black, white, Hispanic, I don't care who you are, what the race is, what the ethnicity is. There is not a plumb line that says all do this. We got to be willing to get to know people for who they are. And as long as you keep on those blinders and you only see what you already know, you'll never know all that is to be seen. That's Tony Evans, if y'all didn't know that. Catch that. So I want to leave y'all with that thought. Please be willing to open up. Be willing to see people pass just the norm of what you think. Your thoughts are so small, y'all. Whew, I can tell you, if I go about everything I think, because sometimes some stuff run across this head right here, that I'm like, ooh, Vita, grab that thought and throw it away because that ain't right, you know? So I don't go by what I think, you know? I get to know people as individuals, and I hope you do too. Because if you do, guess what you're going to do? You're going to live a full life. You're going to live your fullest life. You're going to live full so that you die empty. And that is our goal. So thank you, ladies, for tuning in. I'll be back. I'm getting things in order now. So I'll be back like I'm supposed to, but only as the Lord wills. Because if he don't say it, I ain't saying it, right? So I love you all. Take care. Go out this week. Meet somebody new. Put your little thoughts aside and try to be kind to somebody. Love you all. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.